The fight against ISIS continues in Syria and Iraq. Recent U.S. airstrikes in Iraq have targeted militants in the city of Fallujah, just 40 miles west of Baghdad, an echo of an earlier battle in that city 10 years ago tomorrow. For Americans, it was the bloodiest battle of the Iraq War, nearly 100 men killed, and was an especially costly fight for the 3rd Battalion, 1st Marines Regiment, which lost 57 men. Last weekend, veterans from that battalion returned to Camp Pendleton, the Marine base outside San Diego, for a reunion. Here now is Alex Ashlock, was there and has this report.
Camp Pendleton is where it all started for these men. Some of them were still teenagers when they came from places like Bend, Oregon, and Portland, Maine, to learn how to become U.S. Marines. Eventually, they deployed to Iraq. And 10 years ago this month, they found themselves in a ferocious battle that lived up to the name their commanders gave the mission. They called it Operation Phantom Fury.
It was a nest of insurgents. It was a siren call for international terrorists as well as foreign fighters. This is the precursor to ISIS.
Combat historian Patrick O'Donnell recorded this sound of the battle when he was embedded with the Marines during the assault on Fallujah.
There were tens of thousands of houses that had to be cleared one by one. And it was a situation where We didn't know if you kicked open a door, if it would be empty, or if there would be a machine gun on the other side pointed right at your head.
Often, it was hand-to-hand combat as the Marines burst into the houses. Alex Sargent was a 22-year-old corporal during the battle. He had to take over as squad leader when his superior officer got shot through the mouth.
There was one house that we found a bunch of explosives, and we tried to do a controlled detonation, which triggered an unknown detonation from a house across the street. And we actually really injured a guy. That detonation just, like, slammed him into the Humvee, and his ribs were broken. He had to be extracted as well. But it was war.
And it was war these Marines prepared for on the scrubby, dusty hills of Camp Pendleton, the sprawling Marine base that sits between Los Angeles and San Diego on the California coast. Chad Russell served as a lance corporal in the 3rd Battalion.
It's almost like saying, hey, we were a Super Bowl caliber football team, and we prepared for a Super Bowl that we never knew we would necessarily be a part of, but we actually got touched and were able to be a part of that.
What these Marines did and saw during the Battle of Fallujah is still etched in their minds today. Kevin Martinez of Las Vegas, Nevada, said this reunion offered a chance to share those memories with others who also experienced them.
Fallujah is a big part of who I am and a part of my everyday life. And I believe anybody that was a veteran of the Fallujah battle, that lives with them and instilled with them and that lives in them every single day of their life.
About 100 people came to last weekend's reunion to remember what happened in Fallujah. Besides the Marines who fought in the battle, there were families of some of the 57 men from the battalion who were killed.
Good morning. Good morning, 3-1. Better.
Colonel William Buell was the battalion commander during the Battle of Fallujah. He helped plan the assault. He was there with his men as they conducted the dangerous house-to-house searches for explosives and insurgents.
We are together again. Some for the first time in a decade to remember 57 of our brothers from the 9/11 generation who gave all. Men who represent this generation's sacrifice.
That sacrifice was marked when Sergeant Major Edward Sachs, who also fought alongside these men, read the names of the dead during a memorial ceremony.
Corporal Donald Marler, Sergeant Keith May, Lance Corporal Justin McLeese.
The memory of the Marines who didn't come home from Fallujah shadowed the reunion. That emotion reached its peak when the participants took a very difficult hike up the side of a steep ridge on the Camp Pendleton base. It was a hike the Marines had completed before they went to Fallujah in 2004. 29 men who were on that hike 10 years ago did not come home. At the top of the ridge, Colonel Buell spoke he ended his remarks with a Pueblo Indian prayer.
Hold on to your life, even if it's easier to let go. Hold on to my hand, even if someday I will be gone from you. Hold on. Hold on, men. Hold on. Simplify.
Holding on was difficult for some of the Marines who fought in Fallujah in the years after the battle, after they came home. At least 7 have committed suicide. But others have gone back to school or have gotten jobs outside the military. 38-year-old Israel Sanchez now works as a police officer in Los Angeles County.
Everybody has their moments. I definitely have struggled with the nightmares and the what-ifs and why me and, you know, all the things that people talk about. But I think I coped with it pretty well, and that's thanks to my family, my wife, my kids.
Anybody want any hot dogs?
After the hike to the top of the ridge, the Marines and their families gathered for a cookout.
You know, when Justin was in Iraq, I said, I heard you lost one of your friends. And he said, Mama, those aren't my friends, those are my brothers. And that's how they feel about each other.
That's Sharon McLeese of Covington, Louisiana. Her son Justin was one of the 57 Marines from the 3rd Battalion who was killed in the Battle of Fallujah.
After Justin was killed, they came the Memorial Day after, and they all stayed at my house in Covington, and they had a big dedication of a Veterans Plaza and different things for Justin there, and they all took turns throwing everybody, including my husband, into the bayou behind my house. They did.
The Battle of Fallujah stretched into December of 2004, but finally the city was cleared of insurgents. 10 years later, though, Fallujah seems to be back in the hands of ISIS, the militant group that has taken control of large portions of Iraq and Syria. But that wasn't on the minds of the Marines who returned to Camp Pendleton to reflect on what they did there 10 years ago. Alex Sargent was wounded in the battle.
When people ask me about the Iraq War and the whole geopolitical opinion of it, I'm like, do I have an opinion? Yes, but, I mean, I remember a fight. I can tell you about a fight. Can I tell you about where we should be fighting? No, that's not really what I studied. I studied how to win a fight. I don't know how to win a war.
The Battle of Fallujah is now part of Marines lore. It sits in their history alongside Iwo Jima during World War II, Incheon in Korea, and Way City in Vietnam. The men who fought in Fallujah 10 years ago this month left Camp Pendleton last weekend as the next generation of Marines trained to answer the country's next call, just like they did. For Here and Now, I'm Alex Ashlock.